Perhaps it's an aunt or uncle or one of our brothers or sisters. But every family celebration, no matter the occasion, there's always one person who tells the same story year after year. It's a story about themselves from a few years ago or even decades ago. Or perhaps it's about an eccentric neighbor or a classmate who lived down the block. Or maybe they just recall how our ancestors arrived in this country after a journey with dozens of obstacles. Speaking of arriving from another country, if you haven't seen the movie Cabrini about Mother Cabrini, I invite you to take it in. It's playing at the theaters right now. A marvelous story of a woman empowered by the resurrection of the Lord with a mission to fulfill. It doesn't matter if the one retelling the story for the 99th time or not so engaging. What matters is that it is told. It has become an essential part of the family celebration, as much as grandpa's homemade kielbasa, chacha's homemade bread, and auntie's cherry pie. The gathering wouldn't be the same without those signature dishes, as well as those stories that have become part of family life, growing up and remembering the good old days. In fact, it helps to define who we are as a family. If we share stories at our family gatherings, how could we not do so tonight? When we gather here in God's house, in God's living room, here where we gather as God's family, as children of God and brothers and sisters of the Lord. And tonight, the holiest and most special of all nights, we can't but help to retell some family stories of our own, even if we've heard them before and we feel we know them by heart. And so, today we hear the stories about the origins of our family. And we come to the moments in the lives of way back when, at the very beginning, we hear about great-great-great-great-grandparents Adam and Eve, and later on about Uncle Moses, along with our distant cousin Isaiah, and the familiar words of our older brothers Paul and Mark. We listen carefully once again, because their stories, although ancient, are our stories. Although radically changed, their world is our world. Although in different circumstances, their struggles are our struggles. Despite the passing of centuries, their joyful moments are occasions of joy for you and me. And we see ourselves reflected in these stories because they are part of who we are as children of God. And we reflect on these stories and look at them through the eyes and ears of faith. And we also match with our own lived experiences. We discover that they are but a single story, a passionate love story, a powerful love story between God and God's people, then, now, and forever. God, who started from the very beginning, when because of love, God created each and every one of us in his image and likeness. Like any love story, this story of ours has faced moments of doubt and betrayal. Yes, testing and challenges, sadness and joy, abundance and need. Just as our ancestors in faith had to do, we have to invest and give ourselves in this relationship with God. And human as we are, sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. So in tonight's readings and prayers and songs, one thing is clear: God's love for you and me has been and always will be, forever and ever and ever, faithful and true, all-embracing, no matter what. Our God's love is so powerful that Jesus, God incarnate, defeats once and for all even the greatest obstacle to life, sin and death. So what is tonight all about? The greatest story ever told. The greatest story ever lived, the resurrection of Jesus. This is a story to which all others lead. This is a story that we are meant to share. This is a story that we are meant to live and breathe. And if stories make us who we are, this is a story who truly makes us who we are. And who are we? The body of the risen Christ, the Lord of life, the Lord of light who shines in and through us and brings to the darkened world the light of God. So in this holiest of nights, we celebrate and bathe in the light of love that shines forth in this room, most importantly, in our hearts. And now let the saving waters of baptism, which welcomed us into his family, and tonight five soon-to-be new members into his family of faith, so rain on us once again, calling us that faithfulness and love which God graciously and abundantly pours on us. Alleluia. Wash us clean. Give us new life, Lord, forever. Amen.